This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Two new studies offer hope of a potential vaccine for the novel coronavirus. A trial in China involving more than 500 people showed most had developed widespread antibody immune response. A separate trial in Britain found that an Oxford University vaccine strong antibody and T-cell immune responses against the coronavirus. World Health Organization Health Emergencies Chief Dr. Michael Ryan says he's encouraged by the vaccine's developments.
This vaccine was given to 1,000 healthy adults between the ages of 18 and 55 and certainly did not appear to have any serious adverse events other than the expected, in some cases, chills, muscle aches, headaches, and the vaccine,
there is a long way to go. These are phase one studies.
Utilizing antibody, I think, in all.
There is a long way to go.
But Ryan cautions against setting expectations too high.
There is a long way to go. These are phase one studies. We now need to move into larger scale real world trials. But it is good to see more data and more products moving into this very important phase.
In the United States, the city of Chicago reimposed some coronavirus restrictions on Monday, and the state of Florida reported more than 10,000 new cases for the sixth day in a row, as the pandemic showed few signs of abating. A ray of hope, New York State reported the fewest hospitalizations from the coronavirus in 4 months. This as New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio saw his city enter phase four of the reopening Monday.
We see sports coming back, baseball back this week, professional baseball, Major League Baseball. That's going to be incredible. Media production starting again, a big part of the life of the city, a big part of people's livelihoods. Some wonderful outdoor activities opening up again, botanical gardens.